Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offerings, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com.
Today's cattle market continued to show extreme weakness here, with the feeder cattle down anywhere from $1.60 to $1.85. Maize were at $135.52, down $1.77. And then live cattle were quite a bit weaker as well, down $1.15 to $1.60 on the live cattle. Box beef at midday today was down $1 after being down $3.13 yesterday on the choice. And if you look back to April 23rd high on the choice of $234.48, and right now we're at $222.86 at midday on the choice. So roughly $12 sell-off since April 23rd. And then select's not much different. It was on the high at $222.64. Currently it's at $207. So significant sell-offs there in the beef, box beef and choice. And we did have some cash trade yesterday in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas at $120. So disappointing there in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska up north. It was $122. Feedlot margins have dropped drastically. They're currently estimated around $67 per head. The sell-off is kind of caught some people by surprise and gone further than people have thought. The technical guys are saying that the market is oversold because relative strength index is below 25 on both feeder cattle and live cattle. So some expect there to be a bounce after this 13-day sell-off.
It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
The grain markets continue to be a little bit weak here. We are weaker across the board. Corn down 3 cents, soybeans down about 5, and then wheat's 1 to 2 cents lower. Cotton today was down about 20 cents. The main focus of the market continues to be the trade war and all the new information coming out about the Chinese on Friday night sending a kind of backing out or reversing some of the things that they'd previously agreed to. And that's what triggered President Trump to rethreaten the new round of tariffs that are officially going into effect Friday. So there's maximum pressure there on the Chinese to come up with some sort of deal. Chinese delegation is supposed to be here for talks tomorrow and Friday. So hopefully by the weekend we'll have some sort of better information. Currently, the stock market today is actually higher on the day. You know, it was quite a bit weaker Sunday night and Monday. And so the fact that it's come back gives it maybe a little bit of hope here going forward. And then Friday morning at 11 a.m., we've got the latest monthly WASDE report, which will give us the updated wheat production and then world and U.S. ending stock for the coming year. And again, that's Friday during the market hour. So a lot of stuff going on Friday with the Chinese delegation and also USDA WASDE report. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. The futures and options market involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.